Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. I'm out here with the dogs again in the rain in Derbyshire, in England. It's a beautiful day. Well, it is for us. It's not pouring down. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about letting go, which is a good, the rain is a good metaphor. Letting go, especially in your relationship where it's struggling. We always talk about relationships because this is the place where the most growth is. This is where we're tested the most. This is where we struggle the most to know who we are, right? To know what it is that we want from life and to be able to unapologetically create that. It's the best testing ground and it's the worst testing ground also. So letting go. The reason I want to talk about letting go is that when you become a confident man, you've become a master at letting go. A master at letting go of taking things personally. A master at letting go of letting little things get in the way of you creating what it is that you want to create in a relationship. So this might be something as simple as an invitation into some kind of physical connection, affection, sex, whatever it is. It might be just ridiculous, something like we're arguing about how we stack things in the dishwasher or not taking the trash out again, you know, all those kinds of things. And so letting go is so important because that stuff never really matters. And as soon as it's happened, there's nothing you can do about changing it, you know. So it's all about what are you going to do now? And this is that whole respond versus react thing that we're often talking about. You know, a confident man chooses how he's going to respond to something. He doesn't get caught up in the emotion. Or if he does, he notices that he's getting caught up in the emotion. And what do you do with that? Okay, so I'm feeling some kind of physical reaction. I'm feeling criticized. I'm feeling put down. I'm feeling disrespected. Okay, well, you can either react to that emotionally and essentially be resentful, be disrespected, be critical back again, or you can choose how you want to respond differently. First, you've got to let go of that energy, let go of that emotion, and create some kind of different energy. And this doesn't mean that you get walked over. A lot of times guys will say, but I feel like I'm a doormat. No, you can respond however you want to respond, right? You can respond very clearly saying what's okay and what's not okay with love and declaring exactly where you want to go next. Right? Making an invitation into something different, right? Creating a path for the relationship to improve. You can do that. You don't even need to use words. You can do that with your actions. You know, we're often talking to guys and saying, well, what's your standard? What are the standards that you have for yourself for how you are in a relationship with somebody? If you don't know what those are, then you are essentially living to somebody else's standards and getting frustrated when they don't have the standards that you have, but you don't even know what yours are. You just know that you're getting frustrated. So you've got a standard about being respected. You've got a standard about being treated with consideration and receiving and giving affection. Well, you know, it's your choice that makes that happen. You're the one that has to hold those things as the most important things. And when they're not there, when they're not happening, you're the one that has to do something about that. So if somebody's not able to meet you in the kind of respectful, passionate, interested, connected relationship that you want, well, then you need to start looking at how you're going to find that or create that elsewhere. First and foremost, have you been showing up kind, respectful, passionate, compassionate, understanding, right? Very clear about what it is that you want. Not shying away from confrontation, but deliberately creating what it is that you want. To do all of that stuff, you've got to be a master at letting go. If you hold on to anything that you feel as some kind of, you know, niggly disrespect or whatever, then you're ending up just creating more of that. Two people in an emotional state will just multiply and create something that never goes forward. It just spins round and round and round, and this is where you have the same argument, the same conversation over and over and over, and you think, seriously, why again? And it's your responsibility. You want a different relationship. You'll learn how to let go. You'll learn how to then choose your response. How are you going to move it forward in a different way? That's what I got for you today, guys. I would love to help you with this. Go to the website, goodguystogreatmen.com. Fill in the application form. Free consultation call with myself or with Steve or with one of our coaches. We'll give you an hour and a half of our time. We will dig into whatever it is that you're going through, why you're getting stuck, what's holding you back. This is all free. We do this with guys every day and we love it. So I would love to do it with you. Anyway, today might be the day, eh? Today might be the day that you choose how you're going to respond to your current situation differently. Loads of love, brothers. Take care. Bye.